Hey, can you hear me? Hello? Hey, can you hear me? I can't hear anything. Okay. Oh, it's okay, it's weird. I have to listen to you. I have to hear myself on actually the YouTube feed versus my phone. That's the weird part. So my question is about, you mentioned combining the idea of being authentic and then not trying to change the woman. When do you tell the woman?
All right, can you hear me now? All right, can you hear me now? All right, can you hear me now? All right, can you hear me now?
Perfect. It works. Now I can hear you. And it went away again. I'll try calling back. I don't know what's going on. I'll call back. Sorry.
Yeah, call.
Hello?
Let me see if I try now. Let me try it, guys. Oh, let me try it now. Okay, 803. Can you hear me, sir? You hear me, 803?
I can hear you now. I can hear you now. It's working now.
All right, yeah, I fixed it. I had to rig it up. But, yeah, what's up? How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Yes, I'm still having this problem. It's not as bad like it used to be, but I'm pushing in, and I will say what I have to say and get out. But sometimes I feel like, or sometimes it happens when I'm kind of stutter or fumble a little bit, but I try hard to keep myself together. Why is that? Is it because I'm still missing something, or I'm doing something wrong? Because I'm going up there and pushing.
Wait, caller. What comes after five?
Six.
What comes after 33?
34.
What comes before 200?
199.
So let me ask you a question. Did you stutter right there?
No, I didn't.
Why didn't you stutter?
Because it was something simple that you said.
It was because you knew it, right? Right?
Yep.
But how did you know? How did you learn it though? By rehearsing. You don't have a bid, and you don't know how to rehearse your bid because you don't have one. And this is your problem. You're just throwing shit up on the wall. That's why you're failing. That's why you're muttering and stuttering and doing all the stuff you're doing, because you don't want to learn game, brother. You don't have a problem. You're making a choice, big guy. It's not a problem. You just choose not to want to learn game. Does that make any sense?
That makes sense. So I just don't go out there and try to memorize, and I gotta try to rehearse it.
But you don't know what to memorize. That's why you need. Okay, that's why you need coaching to memorize your bid. All you've been doing is listen to all these shows that teach you how to approach. We don't approach women over here. We put our bid in, and it's the thing that we do to every woman for the rest of our lives, one way. It never ever changed like this. Does the alphabet stay the same? Yes or no?
It stays the same. Yes.
Does it stay the same in the second grade? Yes or no?
It stays the same. Yes.
Does it stay the same in the tenth grade? Does it stay the same?
Yes.
Does it stay the same when you're in college?
Yes.
Does it stay the same when you're out of college?
Yes.
So that's the point I'm trying to make. If you learn your bid, just like the alphabets, which you can go forwards easily, then you're never going to have the problem because you're never going to have to think about what you have to say. Because once you learn your bid, you'll know how to say it every time, the same way.
But
you guys don't take the time to get coaching and learn your bid. Because at once it's not just learning your bid, then you've got to understand the blueprint of communication with the woman through your bid. See, that's how deep it is. It's just not walking up to her. And that's why you get coaching and learn your bid. But you're not, because all you're doing is approaching and throwing shit up on the wall hoping something sticks. And that's where you're going wrong, and that's why you're having problems.
Okay.
Thank you. So does that make any sense?
That makes perfect sense, too. That makes sense. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. I was kind of stuck at first.
No, it's all good. It's all good. I'll throw you back in, man. Thank you, 803. 847, what's your question, sir? How can I help you, sir? 847, go once. Yes, what's up? How can I help you, man?
So you have two really awesome concepts that I like. One is being as authentic as possible, or being completely authentic. And then the second concept you mentioned, don't try to change the woman. Given those two concepts, when do you tell a new girl that you're pursuing that you're not monogamous, that you have other women? Do you qualify her and see if she's
okay
in that situation?
Wait, 847, this is where you get it all wrong. We don't ever tell them. They tell us. We don't ever tell them. They tell us. Because the way we talk to them is so smooth and so authentic and so not cowardly and so manly that they within the first conversation, they're asking, how many women do you have? What is your relationship status? Are you seeing somebody right now? They will talk to you. You don't have to tell them. They're going to know. Because the way you talk to them, okay, the average guy, stutter, quiet, can't look at her, doesn't know where to lead her, and beats around the bush or walks on eggshells. So the woman automatically knows that what? He doesn't have anything. He's about to pander for this, right? But when she runs into a man, she runs into somebody that doesn't give a fuck, but the way he talks is just like a Mona Lisa. It's a beautiful, it's a Mozart, a Beethoven. It's beauty in that, to a point where she can recognize through how he's talking. Like I was telling the other guy, 847, if I asked you to say, if you could walk up to every woman and just count to 10, you would win. If when your bid was just counting, if you could walk up to every woman right now and walk up to her and just say, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, you win every time. Why? Because she can recognize the confidence and that you know what you're talking about, and you're not just saying shit to say shit. It's the same thing with your bid. It's the same thing you rehearse over and over again. Being in your studio, laying the tracks down over and over and over and over and over again. And being at your house, in your shower, whatever, rehearsing what you do over and over again. So much, you're doing it even in your sleep. But here's lies the question, 847. Isn't that what you did to learn how to count and learn how to do your alphabet? And you didn't, like I asked the other guy, the numbers never changed, nor does the alphabet. They gave you the alphabet, and you rehearsed it. That's all you did in kindergarten, first grade, whatever the fuck you learned it, right? That's all you did over and over and over again until you perfected it. And then what you did, you started learning phonics, sound. What is an A? Okay, after you learned your A and all that stuff, what is an A? What does an A sound like? What is the phonics of the A? What does it sound like? And then you add that with something else, and then you are creating what? A word. And then you could take those words and put those words together and form a sentence. And then you could put those words together from a sentence and form a fucking what? Paragraph. This is not complicated. What's complicated is getting out of your own way and seeing how simple it is. Does that make any sense, 847?
That makes sense. A little bit of clarification on what you said. So let's say she brings up in first conversation or second date or something, hey, how many other women are you seeing?
Okay, I'm seeing five women. What?
Okay, so you would actually tell up front.
I'm not going to divulge the information. She's going to ask because I am doing things to her where she's like, holy shit, this guy, I would love to either sleep with him or date him, but fuck. I know he has somebody and he's so laid back. He ain't, let me see if I can find a side way to bring that up. You know, you sound like a ladies man and all this other stuff. By the way, how many women are you seeing right now? I mean, are you looking for a relationship right now? What do you want? What do you want with me? And we're able to answer those questions easily. If I am talking to five women, I'm talking to five women. And if you're talking to five women, she says, well, then if you're talking to five women, why would you talk to me? Because I can. Because I'm the kind of man that goes after what he wants. And listen, here's the beautiful thing. If you have a problem and you don't like it, and I'm not trying to be a dick, but I'm going to be a dick. If you don't like it, then it was nice knowing you. And they're not, that breaks their brain because they're usually the dumpers, not getting dumped.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to, I don't have nothing. When you meet guys like, when we meet men like me, they know I got, it's automatic. Because I'm making them blush, I'm making them smile, I'm making them laugh, I'm making them think, I'm making them I'm making them do all that stuff. They already know it. She's just trying to figure out where does she fall in between all these other women. And I'm telling you right now, some are going to get mad and say goodbye, and they will come back. Some will think about it and come back. Some will go away and come back. Some will go away and mess with a service dweller and then come back. But I, what am I to tell you? What? I'm not seeing anybody? Then I'll be lying to you, right, caller? Wouldn't I be lying to her? I mean, if I cut them off before sucking season, but yeah, but why would I lie to her? What do I get out of lying to her? But here's the next thing. Don't ask a question that you don't want the answer to. See, you remember, this is the main throw off. It's because we're talking. That's the key right there. We're talking. I'm not interviewing her. I'm just talking to her. And because I'm talking to her, she knows that, hey, you're real smooth. I mean, I feel like I can talk to you about anything. Wow, you're just really different. You have not even once asked me a question about anything about me. And then I just let her know, I don't need to ask you any questions about you because I'm learning about you right now. I don't need to ask you a question to learn about you. I just need to talk to you. But see, when I do that, there you go, here's the trigger. Oh, see, now you're just so smooth with it. So smooth with your words. Everything you say seems like, wow, you say something and it just pulls a reaction out of me. Man, you just one of those players, huh? You're a ladies' man, huh? Well, shit, I'm just me. All right, come on. How many do you have? Yeah, they'll do that. This is what I'm trying to say. You don't ever have to tell them. They know because we're not you. We're not asking questions. I'm not interviewing a woman. I will not do that. I will not do that.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. Building on top of that, taking it to the next level, would you, for example, if the woman doesn't bring it, let's say in first two or three conversations, would you somehow figure out how to disqualify her if she's not cool with it? Because sometime down the road, it's going to come out.
Disqualify for what?
It happened with me with one girl.
Wait. What do you mean disqualify? That's like a pickup. What is disqualify? What does that mean?
So, okay, I'll tell you what happened. I'll tell you what happened with one of the girls. She never asked, hey, are you seeing other women? And I had, you know, a few other women in parallel, a rotation, you know, that they were part of. We kept seeing each other for a month, and then she asked, okay, so what is this going to be, right? What is this thing that you and I have? And then I mentioned, hey, I'm happy to have, I have other women that I see. It doesn't mean I want to be transactional with you. I do want to have...
Stop.
Yeah.
You don't have other women, though, right? Let's be honest. You don't have other women, right? Right? Okay. Then if you have other women, then why do you give a fuck about that woman then?
Because we've been seeing each other and we got along for a month.
This is the problem with y'all guys. Y'all say y'all have shit, but I really feel like you don't. If you have other women, why would you give a fuck what another woman thinks? Why do you care? And here's the weird thing. The fact that you don't care will draw her in even more because she can't figure out why you don't even care where everyone else does. But you're saying, okay, she asked you, do you have somebody, and what happened?
So I mentioned the reason, I'll tell you, Steve, the reason I care, because it was very heartbreaking for her, and she's a very sensitive
girl.
Stop it.
Okay.
And I felt really bad.
Come on. Listen. Then you're not ready for this. You're not ready for this. You are going to break fucking souls. And I'm sorry. You want to know why? Because she's not going to be able to get her fucking way like she does with 98% of them suckers out there. So if you are not a heartbreaker and you're not fine with it, you got to get out the game, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're going to cry.
Yeah.
They're going to be upset. They're going to be all these things. Because, listen, the upset sometimes happens because they cannot control you. And at the same time, they're losing control and they're getting frustrated because everything they do to the average guy is not working. And the more I do it, the more I'm getting hooked into him. And I don't want him to control me and I'm going crazy. And that's what I'm saying. If you are about worrying about her feelings, you better get out of this game. Because, and I'm not saying this to be a dick, but I'm saying that this is part of being a man. They're going to cry. Look, you are the cause and their cure. They're going to have their great days when you make them feel wonderful, and they feel so wonderful. Then they realize they can't have you, and that shit going to just drop, and they're going to cry. They're going to get emotional. They're going to feel bad. But why are you feeling bad for being honest with a woman? That's what I'm asking you.
Yeah, no, I see. And Steve, I did some reflection. What could have I done better in this situation? And I came to the conclusion, maybe, you know, if the girl doesn't ask this question, maybe I should just clarify it up front somehow, and maybe there's a better way of doing it so that I don't lead her down the path, you know, other girls down the path in the future.
Please shut the fuck up. You shut the fuck up, please. Please. Do not. Okay. If you tell a woman you have other women, they're going to see you're fake as fuck. They're going to think you're playing games. Why would you tell a woman that you have other women versus her seeing your behaviors and making that determination herself? Why would you tell a woman that? Why would you tell her that? Hello?
Yeah. No, I wasn't sure.
Why would you ask a woman that? Why would you tell her that? What do you get out of saying that to a woman? Mm-hmm. This is what I'm saying. This is what's wrong with y'all, motherfuckers. You're always looking at you're trying to see. You're trying so bad to be a man that you're trying to wear a sign that says I'm a man because she's not seeing you as a man, and you think telling her that you have women. Why would you do that? That's fucked up. Why would you do that? What is you're doing this? So tell me, why would you do that? What do you get from that?
Be, yeah, what you get is to avoid spending time with women who are not going to be okay with you spending time with other women. Right? Why let it?
No, because, you know, you're using it the wrong way. You never tell a woman stuff. You never tell a woman that. Remember, I'm not trying. See, that's a manipulative tactic right there. You're trying to manipulate the fucking woman versus talk to the woman and let her make the determination of asking you. Why would you divulge that information? That's the worst thing you can do, and that's your problem. That's why I question if you have women, because why would you say that to a woman to break in her? It's like you're intentionally trying to hurt her feelings. Why would you do that?
Not to show off or anything, but you just see if this is a good fit or not. But I get your point. I get your point, which is your actions.
Do not do that. We never teach you guys to run around and say, well, this is how many women I'm sleeping with, and I'm going to tell you. No, we don't do that.
But I wouldn't do it that way. So let me tell you, if I were to have the potentially how I would do it is, hey, are you open to polyamory, right? Have you explored polyamory?
Stop. Why would you say that bitch-ass shit? I don't understand you motherfuckers. Why would you say that, and I say this with love, why would you say that stupid fucking shit to a woman early on who has values, morals, and judgments, and they don't trust you? Why the fuck would you say that to somebody? Tell me. Why would you say that to someone that, if you're saying that to her, what is your judgment you're saying to that woman? You ain't shit. You're dirt on it. You understand what you're doing, and you don't even realize you're doing it. Who the fuck told you to say that shit? I don't want to know no names. But I know somebody told you to say that.
No one told me. Steve, I took one of the things that I've learned from you. I'll tell you why. So one of the things that I really like that you teach is to be authentic, right? And I was figuring out if this is a good way to be authentic, to communicate what your values are, where you stand, in a way that if it's a good fit, you evaluate it's a good fit. If it's not,
see,
it's
right now, watch this. See, let me tell you. You say that shit so you can throw you seeing other women in their fucking faces. That's all you're doing, dog. That's the only thing you're doing.
No, that's not the goal.
Because it ends in you telling her that you have other women, because she's going to ask. Or you're going to have to tell her because you're bringing it up. Come on, man. I'm not stupid. I know what you're trying to do. But I'm trying to understand is that why do you need to say it when you first meet them? You don't even know anything about her. Why would you say something to a woman that has morals, ethics, values, and all that other stuff, thinking that she's going to be down? The bitch doesn't even know you. How can she be down for something and she doesn't know shit about you? Please explain that to my ignorant ass.
No, you're right. I mean, it won't be like absolutely the first thing you say, but, you know, after. But I see your point overall.
It should be.
That's what, Steve, that's why I called you. That's why I called you with the question.
Right. You should never fucking say that silly ass shit. That's bitch shit, man. Let me ask you a question. Would you like to be sitting across a woman and she say, hey, you know what? I'm seeing like 20 fucking guys right now. I got 10 guys that drive me around. I got 14 guys that fix shit for me. I've got 25 guys that have dinner that I can go to dinner with. I've got 40 guys that can pay my rent. Would you want her to tell you all that shit when you first meet her?
Yeah, that won't be a good conversation. Approach that way, it won't be a good conversation.
Wait, no, wouldn't it be? Because she should be authentic in all the shit you're saying. But you can't accept. See, here's your problem. See, the problem with you surface dwellers is y'all like to dish that shit But as soon as you find out that she's talking to somebody else, y'all getting y'all fucking feminine ass feelings. Because you can't handle a woman seeing someone else. You can't handle a woman having other guys after her. And you can't even handle not, oh, and you ain't the only one. You can't handle that. But you want to do it your way. It's amazing to me. And that, listen, and this is, I'm not saying they fucking all these guys, because a lot of women are smart. They know how to get the fuck what they want without giving them the ass. I'm just saying that you can't, it's like you wanna try to throw a truth at a woman. You break her down, break her heart, you make her cry. And why would you do that by telling her that you ask, why would, okay, let me ask you this weird question. You just met the bitch. So why are you talking about fucking and all this shit in relationship right off the bat with a fucking woman you don't know? Can you explain that to me?
No, you're right. I mean, right off the bat, of course. You know, it
I want to be right. I want to explain. No, I don't want to be. I'm asking, why are you even talking in relationship?
I wouldn't do it. No, I wouldn't do it right off the bat.
No,
you're right. It.
You're talking relationship. I'm asking you. I'm getting deeper. Fuck what you say. I'm asking, why the fuck are you talking a relationship with someone you just met? Fuck her. I'm talking about you. Why would you be talking relationship with someone you just met? Because you don't want to talk about this.
If I understand the question, because I would not. Like, so here's when I would introduce it,
you
right?
You said that you asked them, are they into polyamorous relationships? Yes or no?
Yeah, but that wouldn't be the first thing I would say, or the first conversation. It would be figuring out first. Go ahead, Steve.
When do you bring that?
I'm not trying to argue. Let me first. Steve, let me try to recap first what I've understood so far, because this is good, right? This is for learning. Do not bring it up yourself. Your action should reflect
with
a woman.
Are you asking, do I bring it up?
No. I'm just recapping what I've learned so far. I'm just recapping what I've learned so far because I'm here to learn, right? That's why I called.
But no, who brings shit up? I never tell you to bring. You ain't listening to me. I never tell you to bring that shit up.
No. Recap is you're saying you do not bring it up yourself, right? When the woman brings it up, be honest and authentic then and tell her. If she cannot take it,
Okay, call her. She has no choice. She's going to bring it up because of the way you're talking to her. It's going to have her click and say, you're not the average guy. You're not the average motherfucker. You got confidence. You make statements. You're very clear, concise, and transparent. I know I'm not the only woman you're fucking. They add that up quick, and then they ask, but why would I divulge that information?
No, understood. You answered my question. That's why I called him. See, this was helpful.
All right, man. Well, I'll throw you back in. I'll grab the other call then. Thanks for the call, brother.
Yeah, thank you. Goodbye.
All right, respect. All right. Eric Code 210, what's your question, man? What's up? 210, what's up, man? Let me bring you in. What's up, 210? What's up?
Yo, you can hear me?
What's up? Yes, sir. I can hear you. What's up?
All right, so I've been talking to this girl for a little minute, right? And like,
You've been talking to who from where?
Sir?
You've been talking to who?
This girl for a little minute, right?
A girl from Romania?
For a little minute, like for a little while.
Okay. I can't hear what the fuck you say. Like you're from Romania. That's how you sound. So you've been talking to a girl for a while. What the fuck have y'all been talking about?
We've just been like talking, communicating type.
About what?
About like, you know, just us. We like,
no,
we're young.
That's what I'm asking. About what?
It's just about like us and things around us, things that be going, like that be happening around us. It's just simple things.
What's your question? What's your question? Because my answer is going to come into just leave that woman around alone and let her find a fucking man. What is your question?
My question is, every time, like, I look, like, I throw in a little flirt thing, she just ignores it. So, like, if she not really
okay,
messing with me, but she is.
Why would she respond to a motherfucker that doesn't know what he's doing? Why would she respond to a guy that has no game? Why would she respond to a guy that beats around a bush, walks on eggshells, and has no experience? Why would she respond to you? Tell me, why would she respond to you? Why should she respond to you?
Because I'm like, you know, I'm guiding her through it. I'm just doing everything.
You're guiding her to show her that you don't know what the fuck you're doing. How long have you been talking to this woman for?
For like a week now.
So you've been talking to her for a week. About what? Again, let's start it again. Tell me the goofy ass shit y'all are talking about. What are you talking to her about?
All right, we be talking about life. We be talking about college. We be talking about real life situations.
Hey, listen. Then you're the gay best friend or a brother. A man does not sit around. What motherfuckers going? This is what's wrong with y'all service dwellers. Why would you talk life to someone that you're interested in? Why would you talk? How the fuck is life?
Hmm?
What is you talking about life?
So you telling me just cut all that bullshit, get straight to the point, get straight to it, and just forget all that.
Hey, here's your problem. Every time you had a boring-ass conversation with her, give yourself -5. So all of a sudden, then the man is like dug his head in a deep hole. You're going to nut up and man up finally and start telling her what to do. Then you're going to really throw her off because then she's going to feel like you're playing games. Because who are you? Are you the nice, kind, sweet, gay guy that I thought you were? Oh, wait, now you want to be a man? Who are you?
Well, nah, Steve, I think you got it all wrong for real because I'm definitely not that.
Wait, are you asking me a question or do you want me to give you, you want me to lie to you? I don't care. If you want me to lie to you, I will. Because I'm not the dumb motherfucker having boring ass conversations with women. And listen, this is what you're saying. We're conversating and I'll throw a pinch of flirt again. And she doesn't respond.
Okay, so what are we conversating about? What are we conversating about? Just go have a conversation about sex
24/7? You get the conversation class, you'll know what we talk about. There you go. Just do your thing. It ain't working. Your way ain't working. All
right.
That's why you're here. Cool. Yeah, you want to try to tell me I have to try to understand you now? I'm not the one that has problems with women. I'm not the one sitting around chit-chatting about a bunch of boring shit that I really don't want to talk about because I think I'm trying to impress the woman and then pinch in some flirting. Are you serious? How you got to be 18 years old, right? You 18?
No, I'm 17.
What do you want from this woman?
Man, I want the fuck, nigga. Well,
look, I ain't your nigga. Don't call me no nigga, motherfucker. Don't talk to me that way. I don't know your fucking ass. Don't talk to me like that, motherfucker. I'm being straight up with your fucking ass. You take your bitch ass off if you want to. Don't you ever talk to me like that shit, motherfucker. I ain't your fucking nigga. Don't you talk to me that way, bitch. You understand me? Don't you ever open your fucking mouth like that to me. Take your fucking bitch ass on somewhere else. That's your fucking problem. You think you about the game, but you a bitch, dog. You sound like a bitch. You talk like a bitch.
What are you talking about?
All right, look, guess what? Just hang up on me. Let me do you a favor. I'm going to hang up on you before you hang up on me. Get the fuck off my phone. Fuck you. Eric code 980, what's your question? How can I help you, sir?
Yo, it's King. Hang on, let me get to my question. I wrote it down. Okay, look. Should I be looking at this like this? I'm more motivated to do my music because more people are wanting to do it with me.
Wait, what's your question?
Like, I'm saying, should I be looking at it like that, though? Or should I be motivated for myself
If I was you, I'd quit. If I was you, I'd quit making music then until you stopped doing shit for everybody else. I'm just taking what you're saying. I didn't say I'm motivated by other people. You did.
Yeah.
Did you not just say you're motivated by other people?
No, wait.
Don't rephrase it because that was your truth that you told me. Don't rephrase it now.
My wording is just bad.
I'm trying to teach you a lesson. Young man, I'm trying to teach you a lesson here. You got to make sure everything you say, you can back the fuck up. If this is where you become, then that's where people question you. You said that you're motivated to do it because other people are motivated. Did you not say that?
I did.
Right, so you said that. I didn't say that shit. So I'm saying you quit that shit.
Like, give me shit. It's boosting because it's like, they'll say, yo, like, hey, yo, I want you to do a song with me. So it's just like making me want to, okay, I want to listen. I got to listen to more beats and finish what I got going on.
Sir, if you are motivated by outside people, you're fucking up. Because you're putting your mouth on the tit of somebody else's fucking feelings. And then when that person stops being motivated by you, you're going to feel some kind of way or disconnected because you've never been connected to yourself. You don't get outside motivation. You motivate yourself. And if people want to come along through your motivation, that's something different. But you're doing it. You're doing exactly what y'all, just like with a woman. Y'all get motivated by the woman or you get motivated by something else outside of yourself. That's the problem. Does that make any sense?
It do make sense in a way. But I was thinking, like, could I use it as, like, a business?
Stop. There you – okay. Okay, listen. If I am telling you that anything you use outside of yourself is bad, why the fuck are you – why do y'all surface dwell – see, let me explain something to you. Because you have no fucking foundation for yourself, you can never imagine a world in which you are self-fucking-ficient. But you want to use other people. I just told you, stop worrying about other people and being motivated by things outside of yourself. And what did you say to me? But can I get a little bit of it? Can I get a little pinch of it? Then do it. Then listen, look, you are what you are. You're always going to be what you are. So there's no reason to even argue with you. Just do what you've been doing. I'm not here to change you. I'm just telling you what your problem is. You are looking for outside motivation because you have no sense of fucking self. Caller, peep game. No, it's not crazy. Peep game. I motivate women to be. Wait, listen. I motivate women to be with me. I write poetry to music, right? I rap a little bit. I'm not a rapper. I just write poetry. Okay?
I hear your heart.
But I don't. Don't do it for nobody but me. Because I'm only influencing myself. But they're being influenced by what I am doing. I'm not doing it to influence them. But they're influenced by it because how it makes them feel. But that's none of my business how it makes them feel. I'm doing it because I want to do it. I'm not doing it for them. I don't do anything for anybody but my motherfucking self, the man in the mirror. That's what I'm trying to say. You see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying, but I'm trying to see it like that.
You can't see it like that, sir, when you don't have the foundation to see it like that. You have trained yourself, okay, to... Your motivation is things outside of yourself. That's where you trained yourself. That's the problem. And it's hard to cut that cord and work for yourself because you're relying on everybody else to give you motivation versus you give yourself motivation, sir.
I was making music in my whip just before. I got like a bunch of old songs I was just doing just because that's what I wanted to do. You know what I'm saying? So, and then
right,
I decided to release them to the public.
Hey,
And so not releasing.
Sir,
him, but
I was
drinking.
Sir, 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 I was drinking water for weeks, and then one person outside put a drop of cyanide poison in my water. Do I keep drinking that water?
Yeah, no.
Or do I cut out? Do I cut out the person from the outside? Why do y'all guys make all these excuses, man? The game is not, it's not complicated. The thing is that it doesn't matter what you were doing because you are not your fucking past, but you are what the fuck you are now. See, you, what you're doing is you're trying to just, and this is where you're going wrong, and a lot of guys do, so you're not the only one. You're trying to justify your fuck up by saying, well, I used to do it by myself. I used to do it by myself, but that's what you used to do. This is not what you are right now. You're inspired by other people other than yourself. So why would you tell me what you used to do? What you used to do has nothing to do with what the fuck you are right now.
Yeah.
I'm not being mean. I'm just saying that this is a that's what makes y'all serve. You're trying to justify. That's the mind. But go ahead, I'm listening.
I'm saying so I should just put it to the side, like just throw that shit up until I come back to it myself.
I'm not saying, okay. I'm saying don't throw it away. I'm saying reconnect with yourself. Reconnect with yourself. That's what I'm trying to say, man. Once you reconnect with yourself and people want to be a part of you, that's okay because it's you're still on your square. You're not moving from your square. You don't have a square. Your foundation is weak right now because you're caught into the feeling of other people loving what you do so much, you love the drug or the high that they're giving you. You have become addicted to that high that they're giving you versus being addicted to yourself and then them come in. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I see what you're saying because that stuff is facts because my shit was
popping. Yeah, it's the same thing with women. Remember, I always tell you, Even if you knock the first domino, right, you never knock the last one down. Why?
Hang on. Let me go real quick.
What?
Hang on. Go ahead. My fault.
And I was saying, real quick, because I gotta keep talking. But what I'm saying is I always tell you about not – you always got to look at the first domino, but you never knock the last one down. Because most of you guys are knocking the last domino down because that last domino is what you feel life is to you. You are a representation of that last domino. But if you keep that last domino up and you continue to do what you're doing, you'll never have to knock that last domino down. Even though it's there, you don't have to knock it down. Because you are what you think, or you are that you're because you're outside of yourself. You are what people think about you, like the last domino. When that domino
think about me.
What?
I said I don't give a fuck what people think about me though. I said I don't give a fuck what people think about me.
That's a lie. Okay. Listen. That is a lie your mind just told you to say to try to compensate from a truth that you're not ready to handle. You are addicted to the outside people that are giving you shine. That's all I'm saying. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
So what
crazy,
I'm saying
though.
Is, going back by finding You gotta look at there was something that happened between
videos. If a motherfucker send me a video listening to my shit and rapping my shit, that like put a I'm like, yo, like, hey, that shit live as fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, all right. Hey, but that's like a woman. Hey, but that's like a woman saying, "What's up, sexy? What's up, baby? I miss you." Dude, you should wait. So I should stop being me and get hooked on her pipe of her fucking feelings towards me and lose me in the process because it feels good. See, you, here's the problem. You're on the feel good, but you don't know how to make yourself feel good. So you're looking for somebody else to make you feel good. And see, that's the way, and for all you guys out there, he's talking music. I'm telling y'all about your thing with women. You want your feel good is the woman appreciating you or defining you. You're being defined by the guys outside of you. The average guy is being defined by the woman, the last domino. That's their definition. Whenever that last domino drops or whatever happens on that domino, that's what they are today. See that? Today. And tomorrow it changes. And then the next day it changes. But a man always stays the same. He never changes for anybody but himself. That's what I'm trying to get you to see, brother.
Yeah. So I'm trying to see how I do this shit then. How should I even go about it? Like,
you just not get caught up. Okay, where did you get this? You just said it.
You said what?
When they started rapping your raps, you started feeling in some kind of way. That's where you went wrong. See, okay, somebody rapping your raps or a woman saying good morning to you should be expected if you know what the fuck you're doing. They should be rapping your raps. They should be saying good morning to you. That's an expectation. That's the expectation of being with me. You should rap. Hey, the way the women rap, they rap to you is good morning, baby. I miss you. I'm thinking about you. How you doing? Have a nice day. I look forward to talking to you. Call me when you're free. That's the same thing like rap music. It's the same thing like rap music.
Like, yeah, that's my shit, like, for real.
Right, but like, what I'm saying that should be like an expectation. If you believe in what you do, like, say I'm rapping, let's say, okay, if I'm a great, let's say I'm
the last song I did, I say, yeah, I know this shit hard. Like, when I give it to, I say, yeah, they say, let me hear it. I say, yeah, I already know this shit hard. Like,
okay, J. Cole puts out music. People will rap his song. Okay, you ever watch a J. Cole concert, anyone who's popular, they'll just start rapping and they will stop and put the mic out to the crowd and they will recite all of his words, word for word, bar for bar, right? Why?
Yeah.
Because it's expected to do it. That's why they're in those goddamn seats, because they love what he's saying, because what he's saying is connected to them in such a way that they're regurgitating the information. He's just writing it and just putting it out there. He thinks it. He puts it down on paper. He manages it. He goes to the studio, records it, mixes it, arranges it, composes it, produces it. And then all he does is send it out of somewhere where as soon as somebody press play and they vibe with it, they're going to start mimicking. His work is done. He's done it. Listen, his work is done. He just puts it out there. As a man, my work is done. When I meet the woman, my work is done because I'm arranging, I'm composing, I'm producing, I'm performing me. So all I'm doing is once I'm done, here you go. Here is the J. Hey, take my drug. Okay. Smoke it. There you go. There you go. Take my drug.
I don't know if you said
you're going to be
respected. Okay, I don't know if you're saying it like this. It's, like, I don't put no cap in my shit. I just say what I go on in my life for real, 100, and I put it on the track.
It's not about what you rap about. It's about what you said a few minutes ago. Yo, man, I got this tight-ass rap, man. You need to hear this tight-ass rap. You don't have to tell them it's tight. Just say, I got it. Look, listen to this. This is what I'm saying. You're forcing them to think it's tight by you saying it's tight. But as soon as they say, man, that's trash, you're going to be in your fucking feelings because your ego is telling you to do something you shouldn't be doing. Back to rapper, whether Jay-Z, Eminem, Dre, whatever, the big names out there, all they do is the thought goes down on paper. The paper gets organized. Then they will bring in a beat, mix that shit up, in the studio, lay it down, mix it down, and then just send it out, and they're done. And then move it on to the next. It's like the next town. They're moving on. That's what men do, the same thing. And then those that are lucky enough to hear the music or the man are going to get caught up in it because it's going to touch them. The man touches the woman. That's what I'm saying. We don't manipulate her. We touch them like the rapper would touch a fan. Once you like somebody's craft, 9 times out of 10, you're going to like damn everything they put out. Sometimes not, but you can't wait for the next song to drop. Because once you drop and you listen to it, you be like, damn, I feel that shit. Damn, I like that shit. Damn, that beat is tight. Damn. Let me press the play. Damn, that shit good. Damn, that beat is tight.
All right.
Damn, I like saying. And da-da-da-da-da. Oh, can't rewind again. And damn, I hear it. Why do you think they play the same shit over and over again so y'all motherfuckers just keep reciting that shit over? Their work is done. That's the same thing like a man. Our work is done. When we put our bid in, our work is damn near done because we are performing. We're doing the same thing a musician does. We're touching the woman in a different way, just like a rapper would touch or a country and western singer, a jazz musician, a fucking blues player, house techno. It doesn't even have to have words. You can just have a DJ sitting the fuck with a bunch of crowd and he just spinning shit and them motherfuckers love that shit. It's the connection. Does that make any sense?
Yeah. I'm going to come back and listen to all this shit though.
I'm saying that as a man or a musician, I write for me. And all I do is, there you go. You like it if you like it. Don't like if you don't like.
I ain't gonna lie.
I
ain't gonna lie to you. I knew if I was the rap that it was gonna get like more women. Like, and I knew I could do it.
I gotta go. I'm just saying, you're stuck on the influences of other people, so you gotta fix that. That's what you gotta fix, okay?
Yeah. All right, appreciate
it, man. All right, stand up, man. Thank you for the call, sir. Look, 714, look, what is it that you want, man? Listen, you can't be calling no more, dog. 714.
I'm going to
be calling, dog.
I got a good question.
Listen, we got to talk. We got to talk, man. You said last night wasn't cool, man. That was some bitch shit, dog. You can't ever, I am telling you right now, you can never talk that way again, man. That shit wasn't cool. And shit, no, I'm not joking. That shit ain't, I don't play with that shit.
Right.
I don't want to look at my shit and all that because you come in there saying some sidebar goofy ass shit.
No, you're right. It's your house. You're right. I agree. It's your house.
You come in here, ask your question, and I will send you on. You don't have to talk anymore because you're talking is setting you up to be getting rid of you. Just ask your question, and I got you. What is your question?
Okay. My question is this. You know, there's this professor who's really well known on YouTube, and he's like the leading expert, one of them in the world, on narcissism and stuff like that, personality disorder. My question is this. Mm-hmm. He was saying since the age of Abraham, this is the first time since the age of Abraham, and this guy's been studying this shit for 30, 40 years, and he's saying it's the first time since the age of Abraham where he's saying 50 to 60% of all women of all ages out there, he would classify as clinically psychotic, literally psychotic. They would fall under the psychiatric medical book. They would be considered psychotic people. So you and I at our ages, we can recognize these women or even men usually. How can the young surface dweller? My question is this. How does the young surface dweller – how does he recognize these psychotic people, women, whatever, that are out there? If it is true that it is 50% women.
Listen, I don't think this is the right place for you. And let me tell you why. Because you're always doing the same shit. Are you that gullible to listen to a motherfucker just give you a statistic? Do you know how statistics work? Do you know I can take 5 fucking people and tell all five of them to drink this water. And if four out of five don't like the fucking water, I can skew the numbers and send it out to the jail where a dumbass will regurgitate that shit.
I
you
agree.
Were asking me about a problem is, I'm asking you, why do you believe the motherfucker telling you the statistic? That's not
because
true.
Because based on my own analysis from what I see out there, I think he's pretty accurate. I think half the people out there are fucked up in the head.
It's not for you then. Because let me tell you how men think.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck what a woman is because she's got to be what I expect her to be. I don't give a fuck what she is to you or anybody else. This is why this ain't for you, man. This ain't for you. You ain't about this shit. Because all you do is with this feminine shit. I listened to a guy that gave a statistic, and he's right. These women are, no. You know why they're that way? Because you're that way. You train these bitches on how to be. No, if they're that way to you, then it's your fault.
I didn't raise any of these bitches.
I didn't say you raised them.
I don't have
any daughters. I'm saying because your bitch behavior, they're only doing what you allow them to do. So how the fuck is it their fault? How is it their fault when they're just following your fucking lead? You're
they're
the
not
one
following my
like
lead.
That.
Look, if I walk into a store.
Stop, wait, time out. Who the one bitching right now? Are you bitching or the women bitching? Who's bitching right now?
I'm not bitching. I think it's beautiful that people can be whatever they want. I'm just saying I agree with this guy. Half these women are fucked in the head.
Wait. Just because you feel that way, don't mean that's none of my fucking business. Why the fuck are you telling me what your thoughts are? I don't give a fuck what you think. But you, for some reason, want to spew this stupid ass women are bad shit. Go to the red
side. No, I didn't say women are bad shit. When did I say they were bad shit? You're putting words in my mouth now, Steve. I never said they were bad shit.
You said the guy with the statistics said all this stuff about women, and he's right. Women
he
are
said
this,
they
this,
were
this,
psychotic.
This.
Psychotic does
and
not necessarily mean bad shit. They're psychotic.
Yes, I agree that the women, people in general, women or men.
I'm not even going to put it on women. I'm going to say half the people I meet out there come across as fucked in the head.
Wait, stop. Who's the common denominator of meeting the women who are psychotic?
Me.
I am the common denominator. It means that you're creating them psychic ass motherfuckers. It's your fucking fault. Because if I'm around the business, I'm going to say,
That's not my reality. It's their reality. Okay. They're creating it themselves and imposing it, trying to impose it onto me.
Let me ask you this.
How is that on me? If somebody's fucked up in the head and they're going to go do some criminal activity out there, how is that my responsibility? How is that on me? How is that my fault?
I'm not talking about a criminal. We're talking about bitches. I'm not talking about a criminal. I'm talking about the ones you complaining about. Any bitch
it's your fault. Well, the psychotic, let me explain the psychotic ones. The ones that cry the fake rape charges, the ones that go out on booty dates. And look, I've never ran into these bitches myself, personally. But
okay,
they're out there. We know they're out there. We'd be lying to ourselves, Steve, if we didn't address the fact that there are psychotic bitches out there, right?
Is there a boogeyman out there? Wait, is Freddy Krueger out there? Wait, there's Jason Voorhees. Oh, wait, there's a Michael Myers out there. Wait, there are gorillas out there. Do you hear how you fucking sound? You sound like a fucking bitch, dog. That's what women do. Man, look. I don't know if this is for you. You might want to go with all that rhetoric somewhere else because men don't want to hear that silly ass shit. Women are bad out there, and women are terrible.
You're putting words in my mouth. I said 50%. I'm going to say it, women and men. 50% of all the people out there. Look, 25 or 30% of them actually aren't antidepressant drugs.
Please.
So we know these are facts. This is factual.
It's your fucking fact. It's your fucking fact. It's not mine. And I'm not fucking you. Not that way. I mean,
no,
my facts. What I'm saying
no,
to
facts,
you.
Facts are facts. Facts over feelings, Steve.
That's
what's
fact.
The number one rule. Facts over feelings, right? You're starting to sound too feeling to me now. You're coming across too.
Okay.
You're feeling
listen,
too much.
Listen.
You're too emotional, Steve.
Calm down. Hey, no. Wait, let me tell you something. This will
okay,
be our last conversation. You got me all fucked up. Then you would tell me to calm the fuck down. You don't talk to me like that, motherfucker. So take your ass off to Redfield. This is our last conversation. You're gone. Gone. I'm not. I'm done. I'm done with him. Don't you fucking call me again. 517, sir. How can I help you, sir? What's up? I mean, 571. What's up, 571?
I was on yesterday. How you
good.
Doing? Cool. So,
I'm
yeah,
good.
I
what's your question?
Update. Yeah, I wanted to give you an update from yesterday. I remember I was telling you I had a date a couple days ago, and then I was telling y'all, like, I'm just, instead of guessing, second-guessing myself, just doing what I think and so forth and so on. So, ended up going on met up with this girl at this arcade. And you know how y'all talked before, like, if a lady's late to the date, like, make that a point. Like, don't just ignore it and forgive it, right? So I got to the arcade early, and then I told her, when she gets to the front, let me know. So she got to the front, and I was like, all right, well, since you're here now, I was like, since you were a little late, you got to come find me. Like, instead of me just walking up to the front and being there, I was like, you got to come find me. So I'm in the back of the arcade, and she's walking around trying to find me. And, like, we made a little game.
Oh.
And then I was like,
hey, I don't want you to
go ahead.
Okay, but what's your question? I don't want you to do that. Not in the beginning. But what's your question, though?
Oh,
we're going to
no,
talk about that call in a second. Oh, you just tell me that you did that? Okay, so you just hung out with her and shit, right?
Nah. We did, nah, Steve. It got real.
Oh, so
nah,
you smacked.
It ended up being a good day. Nah. We ain't
cool.
We didn't hit, nah. But everything else other than that.
Okay.
So,
All right, good, man. All right, I'll throw you back in, but I appreciate the love, man. You got another question, call in, okay, my man?
All right, appreciate you.
All right, respect. Guys, let me tell y'all something. Listen. This show that I've been doing for over 30 years, I need y'all to understand why men like me fuck and get pussy, why most of guys like that always bitch. We have to stop blaming women for everything that is wrong in our fucking lives. And I hate doing this because it sounds like I'm team woman here, but we got to stop this shit. We got to stop saying and putting statistics out there of women when most of y'all motherfuckers ain't even fucking with women. And here's the thing. Most guys have this, God damn it. Hold on. I got a pen here. Hold on. Let me show you what that red pill shit teaches these motherfuckers. And that's what this motherfucker is. Worst thing you can be. You ready? We're going to use A, B, C. All right, let me show y'all this. I should get my whiteboard. I should be doing this more. All right, look, let me show you. This is the problem with every fucking man that blames women for everything that goes wrong, okay? Peep this. They got this thought process. If A does it to B, then that means A is going to do it to C. And that's not true. That's not true at all. Just because A does it to B doesn't mean that C is B. C and B are two totally different things. Two totally different things. But what they want you to think of, because A is doing it to B, they want to scare C into thinking that A is going to do it to them. Let me give you a prime example. Follow me on this, guys. Okay. B and C are guys. A is the woman. All right? C talks to A. Oh, I'm going to use B. I'm going to try to go. Okay. B talks to A. A throws water in B's face. C, if he ain't got no game, is going to automatically assume that A is a bitch. Now, hold on, follow me on this. I'm gonna, hey, guys, follow me on this. I'm going to show you something. I'm going to say it again because I'm going to break it down. B goes up to A. A throws water in B's face. C watches the whole thing happening. If he ain't got no game, he's going to think A is a straight-up bitch. But here's the problem. If C was close to A and B and heard B say something disrespectful to A, then he would understand why A threw the water in B's face. But because C is all the way on the other side of the club watching what's going on because he wants to talk to her, he's taking what happens between these two as a fact, thus a new statistic. He ain't even there to see what the fuck happens. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? Just because A does it to B doesn't mean A is going to do it to C. Because whatever A does to B is none of C's business because C is not B. They're two different people. So whatever happens to B is none of C's business. If B gets A or he doesn't. Now, wait, let me show y'all. Let me show y'all some game. Let me show y'all some shit. Because we're going to take B and C. Let me show y'all some. Because I'm the only one doing it. Wait, before I do this. Hold on, before I do this, gentlemen. Before I break it down, guys, get your crayons out. This is the man mindset. I'm the dean. Class is in session. Get your crayons out. Get him out. Get him out. Get him out.
What up, though? It's your boy, Paige Kennedy. You already know what it is. And you're listening to TheManMindset.com. Dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
What's up? This is T.O. And you're listening to TheManMindset.com. Dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
This is the Shark Damon John, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com. Dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
All right, guys, crayon time. All right, let me show y'all something because no one talks about this. Guys, remember, I'm the only one on the internet that talks about this. Remember, let me put the thing up, guys. What you're about to hear is 100% authentic. It's coming from me. Nobody else is talking about this. You have never even heard anybody even discuss this shit. If anybody discusses this shit, it's coming from me. Nobody talks about what the fuck I'm about to talk about. Let me peep y'all on some fucking game here. We're going to use time, okay? I'm going to show you something. 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock. All right? B and C, meeting a woman two different times. B meets woman at 12 o'clock. C meets woman at 6 o'clock. Both guys can say the same thing and get a whole different woman. Let me explain this to you. This is very important to understand. See, B will try to talk to the woman at 12 o'clock, right? But let's look at something. Let's see, 12, okay. We got to look, let's look right here, okay? Between 9 and 12, okay? I mean, let me draw an arrow. I wish I had my chalkboard. I need to get my board, but I draw better, I guess, here. All right, so please, this is very important to understand. Whatever happens between 9 and 12 is going to affect the communication between B and the woman. Now follow me on this. If she gets a promotion, if things are going right, she's in a good mood, whatever it is. I don't know women, so it doesn't matter. I'm just saying, depending on what is going on, what is ever happening, and it could be from 6 to 12, it doesn't matter. When he meets her, depending on how she's feeling at that moment, is going to determine what happens in this interaction, all right? Now, we're going to go 3 to 6. Let's say C does the same thing. All right, so between 3 and 6, let's say her dog Muffin died or cat Muffin died. Let's say she had an argument with her mother. Let's say her sister upset her. Let's say she saw something on the internet of some gossip or something like that. It is going to change the behavior. It doesn't matter what B and C says. It matters what happens before C meets her. You have no control, man, over what happens between 3 and 6 to that woman. So You better hope that you are in the right time. See, if it's good here and it's bad there, B is going to get it, C is not, right? But this is how fucked up the internet is. C doesn't get it, and then C is going to make, and C is going to try to tell people like B, you can't get her. That bitch ain't shit. Man, she's a slut. She's a whore. She's for the streets. Man, why? Because he didn't get her? They both tried to get her, which comes back to what I'm trying to show you. I'm trying to show y'all some shit. They don't teach you this shit. Whatever A does to B doesn't mean she's going to do it to C. Based off of time. See, y'all guys don't understand time. That's why I'm trying to educate y'all motherfuckers. Y'all can't get mad at a woman. Because you know what? Let's say that dumb motherfucker who called about this statistic, right? Maybe the statistic, his stat started here for him. Maybe because what? Let's say 10 out of 20 women have turned him down around this thing. So in his mind, he's saying 50% of women are this, right? And then what they'll do is they'll this kind of motherfucker will go on YouTube and start telling everybody, well, 50% of women ain't shit. 50% of women are gold diggers. And 50% of women this and that. And that's not true. That's not true at all. Because the same woman here can meet another guy here and get this motherfucker played. So is he actually living his life? But wait, let's get deeper. Hold on, I'm gonna get to y'all chat and see what y'all looking at. Are y'all feeling what I'm saying, guys? Y'all see what I'm saying? Gentlemen, do y'all understand what I'm saying? Does this make sense to you? I hope this makes sense. Because this should squash all that stuff that y'all are saying, that all these stats and all this stuff about women and how women are and how women behave. You cannot somebody else's life and have his life be yours. This is a B and this is a C. The only way you are going to believe B is if you're trying to live B's life. And that's the problem with these theory motherfuckers. They want to take their life, right? They want to take their life, and they want to make it like it's going to happen to everybody. And that's not true. It is not true. As I said before, I'm not going to get too technical in this, okay? But it can even be... Hold on a second. Let me show y'all something. I'm not going to get too technical on this, but y'all want to call in. Let me show y'all something. Oh, man. Let me show y'all something. Jesus. Y'all don't. All right. That's a woman. That's bad. Okay. That's a woman, and this is a street. Okay? This is a woman, and this is a street. Just follow me on this and shit. Let's say this woman. Okay. We're going to look at this. Okay. Hold on. Let's look at this. Hold on. I'm going to put two women. I just give them a dress. That's a dress. Don't judge me. So let's say we'll call this one 3 to 6, and this one is 9 to 12. All right. So this is 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock. This is 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock. Okay. Now peep game. This is what y'all understand, but I don't want to get too. I'm getting too broad in the numbers, but. What you guys don't understand is everything you do sets you on a path to where you're going to run, where you're going to end up. So let's say you decide to make a right turn versus a left turn, and then that turn puts you in traffic. And let's say you're in traffic between, I don't know, 8:30 and 10 o'clock. And let's say because you're in traffic between 8:30 and 10 o'clock and you ended up in this spot here around that time where you met that woman right there that was at 9 and 12 that had that bad thing. It's just not, y'all, because this is not rejection. You got to understand that everything that you do puts you on a fucking pathway. So whatever, every choice and every move and every decision is going to shift you on a pathway. So sometimes when you're doing things and you do it, sometimes it's going to put you around the 9 to 12 woman, and sometimes going to put you between the 3 and 6 woman. But you have no control over where you at because you're doing what you're going to do. But just because you get into a 9, just because you run into this one that turns you down, doesn't mean that, okay, remember, it goes to another one. Let's go, let's call her D, and let's call her F. So what y'all do in y'all's thing is you'll get, well, you'll talk to this one here. She'll turn you down, and then you assume that if you run into this one later on, that she is like that one, and she's going to turn you down. Do y'all see how crazy this shit is? Y'all see why y'all fuck up? Because you can end up here and talk to this woman, if you're a YouTuber, talk to this woman, and she completely ignores you. And because you're in your fucking feelings, then you're running on YouTube telling somebody how fucked up they are, and they watch what you're saying probably around, let's say they watch what you watch it around, I don't know, 2:30, 2:45. They watch your video on how fucked up D is. You go out your house and you run into F between 3 and 6. Because you thought D and F are the same thing, you automatically assume that the woman that is interested in you, you automatically think she's going to be this woman right here, and you don't even talk to her. Because you're like, I ain't going to talk to her. He goes, man, oh, man, because women, y'all see why y'all are the way you are? Because y'all don't have game? Game shows you this. When A does the B is none of my fucking business. I don't care. I don't care if she's down with him. I don't care if she turns him down. It's none of my fucking business. Because I stand on who I am. I create my reality. I create my reality, right? And whatever my reality is, whatever her reality is none of my fucking business. I'm going to put my bid in. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to go after what I want. Meaning, and if I meet this woman between 9 in the morning and 12 noon, I meet a B, and she's got a boyfriend, she doesn't feel like talking, she rejects me. Last domino, what she does to me, last domino, I don't tip it over because what she does is none of my business. She's allowed to say no. She's allowed to say she has a boyfriend. She's allowed to have a bad day. She's allowed not to be interested, but it's none of my business what she says to me because she's allowed to do what the fuck she wants to do. That's why the last domino is so important, okay? So what I'm saying is that even though she turns me down, it's none of my business. Ready? If she gives me play, it's none of my business. Because I'm just doing my C, like I was telling you guys before. What is my C? All right, I'll tell you my C. Let me show you. Hold on. Let me show you. It could be either this. Oh, shit, I'm doing it wrong. Shit. All I'm doing all day, every day, with every woman, is always going to be A, B, C, D, E, F, G. It's never changing. Doesn't matter if she's a redhead, a blonde, a brunette. Doesn't matter if she's green, or purple, or blue. I'm always going to stick to my fucking bid. And if she does not want to talk to me, it is not my fault. I can only do what I am in control of, my bid. That is the only thing I control. I don't control her. I don't control what she thinks. I don't control what she says. I don't control her end result. I don't give a fuck about her end result. All I give a fuck about is when I meet her, did I go A, B, C, D, E, F, G in chronological order? So when I get here and she says she's got a boyfriend, doesn't want me, the reason why it's none of my business because my business is A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Did I say my bid correctly? Did I say everything I needed to say correctly? That's all I care about. And if I get her, guess what? Now I got to get my own ass. Now I got to be tougher on myself because if I got her in 7 moves, why the fuck couldn't I do it in 5? But that's my competitive nature. Anyway, but what happens here, I'm not going to carry what happened at 12 o'clock all the way down to 6 o'clock, meaning that because she turned me down up here, that this one's going to turn me down right here. Watch this. I can go to this one and do A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and she turns me down. And I can go all the way to this one and go A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and she turns me down. Do you think I lose? Do you think because they got the right to say no to me that I'm a loser? Do you actually think that's rejection? It's not rejection. Rejection is seeing B, wanting to talk to B, and not going over there. That's fucking rejection. But going over there, putting my bid in, that is all I can do. That is all I can do is put in my bid. That is all I can do. I cannot control the weather with my bid, nor do I try. I cannot control a woman with my bid, nor do I try. I just represent myself the best way I know how. And whatever happens after that is none of my fucking business. Because what she does and what she does, no matter what they do, doesn't define me. But when you don't have a sense of self and no game, what she does is going to trigger this. It's going to be a trigger mechanism. That's all it is going to be. It's going to be a trigger mechanism. That's all it's going to be. On the street now, all right? On the street. I run into this one, and she's down for me. Do you think I carry that over to this one? No. This is its own situation. That doesn't define me, but it's its own situation. It is a moment in time. That is all it is. It never carries over to a man. It is what it is at that time in that moment. Whether it is good or it's bad, doesn't fucking matter. It's just a moment of time. So a man then can run into a woman between this time and not give a fuck because that is its own moment of time. These two women will never define a man, gentlemen, okay? Women will never do that. Women will never define a man. But when you don't have the standard and you're listening to those red pill motherfuckers, again, how many times, and let's be honest, how many times have you saw a woman at a bar or club and you were interested in it? Some guy goes over there and she completely ignores him. She's sipping her drink and he like, and he just walks away. You know what you do? Not only do you judge B, but then you do a judgment of 6 by judging both of them. So that's 3 judgments right there. You're judging A because you're thinking that, oh, shit, she turned down that guy. But wait, you're already judging the guy. Well, he looks like a good-looking guy. Why didn't she talk to him? He looks like a guy that can get girls. But she didn't even, because she completely ignored him. So then, that means if I go talk to her, I'm going to look like a fool because she turned down another guy. But let me shock you. What if B had muscles and C was a chubby guy? Okay? And A was a sexy-ass chick. C will look at B, either at his body or how he's dressed, and he will automatically assume that that's what A wants. See that? See that way? Follow what I'm saying. C is chubby and fat, don't have the nice clothes. B's got the nice suit, the tip-top body. A's this beautiful chick. B will watch C and say, damn, that motherfucker will get that one. Look how he's dressed. Look how he's dressed. I mean, He looks like he's real fit and muscular. Blah 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 blah. He might sometimes got them little fit, them muscular shirts on, right? B will go over and talk to A, and A won't give him any play. C will watch the interaction. He already judged B. He judged A. Then he judges the interaction and says to himself, well, B's a better looking guy than me. There's no way that I can get her because of what happened. But what if A was into chubby guys? What if A felt that thin guys look feminine? What if A liked guys that have guts? You just don't know. But you cannot assume, because this guy didn't get her, that you can't get her. That's what y'all do. Y'all look at him. You either look at her, then him. Then you look at the interaction, and then you automatically judge the interaction. You already judge the interaction. But you don't know what she likes. She just looks good. She cannot help her genetics. I keep telling you that. She cannot help that she looks good. That's her parents. She can't help that she has a body. That's her parents. And sometimes, you know, the feet, the food, and how she works out, how she takes it. What she is not who she actually is, because you don't know what she is. You assume what she is because you assume that this guy is the guy that she should have her. You already placed judgment, three judgments, judgment, judgment, judgment versus me. I don't look at B and I don't give a fuck about A. If I see A, okay, if I see A, I know I'm going to put my bid in. But before I go over there and I see B going over there, okay, if I see B going over there, I'm just stepping back. I'm going to give that man his respect. Hey, game on. Hey, do your thing, man. I hope you get her. I hope you get it. Hey, you be all you can be. I'm over there with the pom-poms cheering his ass on. A gives him a number or doesn't. Don't give a fuck. None of my business. If she ignores him, don't give a fuck. None of my business. If she throws water in his face, don't give a fuck. None of my business. As soon as he leaves, I'm going over there. And all I'm doing is focus. I'm not even focused on the A. He tell you, I'm not focused on the A. Because A, guys, peep game. Let's show you A. Hold on. Let's go to A. Hold on. I'm grabbing all this paper. Let's show you A. Let me show you A. Oh, shit. Hold on. Here we go. Hold on a second. Well, we get deep. All right. Now, before we go over to A, please understand A is not actually what I'm looking at. A is not actually what I'm looking at. What I'm looking at, weave, makeup, fake eyes, fake lashes, tight clothes, maybe a girdle to cover her stomach or whatever. This is not really her. Let me put it that way. You're looking at the end result of all the shit she did. So wait, let me draw the arrow. Let me show you the arrow, Tony. All right, just to help you out. I hope y'all getting educated on this shit. This is your end result here by all the shit that she's putting on to cover up her core. So you are intimidated by all of this. You don't even know who that is. So that's what you get at the end of the day. So that's what B went over to talk to. That's what you see. That's what I see. But this is not her. She is a combination of the lies and the manipulation. That's all she is. This is her at her core. All right? Let me see how I'm going to do this. All right, Peep Gang, you ready? So the A is the end result, right? A is the end result. B will see the end result, and that's what he's in love with. That's what he's infatuated, blah, 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 blah. A real motherfucker is going to cut through all that shit and try to get to the core. Now, the average guy will watch B, or the average guy, if he's average, let's put a B and a C, like an average C, for the average C over here. B and C will do the same thing. And let me say, I'm going to put a circle around C because C is like a man C. We're going to talk about like a man C, not a cupcake C. So if we go back to the club, before we get to the club, C and B are looking at A, not at A at her core. They're in love with all of this. This is the intimidation. This is the intimidation. This is the judgment right here. Not that. So B and C are in love with outside that A, okay? Y'all see what I'm saying? How does C cut through the core? Because C doesn't make it about A. Because that A is not actually the A that he's trying to get at. That A is a thing that is either intimidating guys or making guys buy drinks to the women and all that other stuff. He's not focused on A. He's focused on his bid. He's focused on what he can do. He can only control one thing and one thing only, and that's how he talks to the woman. That is the only thing that he can control, gentlemen. Y'all see what I'm saying? That's the only thing that he can control. There's nothing else he can do. There's nothing else he can say. If he gets her or doesn't get her, it's out of his control. It's just, again, if she's down or not. But here's the thing. This is what y'all don't understand. You don't know what A is, or you don't know what A wants. A is allowed to like short guys, ugly guys, fat guys, poor guys, broke guys, guys that don't have nice cars or fucked up apartments, or guys that live with their mother. Doesn't matter what she wants. But you cannot assume that because she looks good or dresses well, that she's for B, or she's going to get B, because that's where you fuck up. Because, see, if C's a chubby guy, right, if C's a chubby guy and A turns down B, C goes over to A, and A is more perceptive of C. But let me throw a wrench in there because I want to show y'all game now. But what if we're at the club and we're back at the clock again? What happens before she goes to the club? Something bad happens. Okay, maybe she's in a bad mood. Maybe her boyfriend pissed her off, or maybe an asshole like me made her mad or something, right? She goes to the club to have a drink to relax. She's going to be standoffish to every motherfucker, right? Even if she's interested in you, she might be standoff. Everything is, I'm telling y'all guys, there's no set rule on what she is. There's no set rule on her feelings. There's no set, okay, well, in 3 minutes, she's going to be in a good mood, so I got to wait 3 more minutes. Oh, wait, 2 minutes and 30 seconds. 2 minutes and 30 seconds, she's going to be in a good mood. There's no set time. The only thing that you have that cuts through time is your bid. It doesn't matter what she is. You can only do what you actually know. Wait, let me check the lines real quick. Oh, I'm talking this shit to y'all. Let me check the lines. Okay, lines are down. Well, yeah, well, y'all ask questions. I got y'all. Hold on a second. Let me turn down the thing. Hold on. And we're talking game for y'all guys. I'm trying to show y'all something. Nobody talks to y'all about this. Nobody breaks this down. Nobody. Nobody is breaking this shit down. Now, again, let me show y'all something. Let's look at this. Oh, sorry, I'm about to flip the page. Okay. A. Wait a second. Wait, what? How do you spin game in a situation when you spend more than an hour with a... Who the fuck? A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K. I think it's like 26 letters in that. So your bid should only be under a minute long. And what the fuck you mean Why would you spend more than a fun? As soon as you spend more than a minute with a woman, you already told her that you're desperate and needy, and you're trying to throw so much shit up on the wall, you're making something stick. You already lose. What the fuck are you talking about? Why would you spend more than an hour with a fuck? What the fuck are you? Jesus Christ, what is wrong with you service dwellers? How the fuck would you spend that more than? Anyway, let me get back to what I'm saying, man. That's silly ass shit. Look, all right. So peep this. Now, you have A is the woman, B is the guy, C is the guy, okay? All right. So, all right. B, desperate, thirsty, is trying to get her to his house. C, bid. That's all. B goes over to A, creepy, weird, thirsty. A shoots him down. C goes there, puts his bid in, and A is like, man, you're a breath of fresh air. Oh, my God, you're not going to believe the guys that are in here, man. All they're doing is thirsty, and all they did is so creepy. Through the conversations that C is having with A is going to start recognizing something in B. Okay, now remember, hold on, I'm going to connect this real quick. Let me show you what's being recognized here, okay? Because B did not give a fuck about the beliefs, the judgments, the morals, the values, and the trust, he already placed the judgment on her saying that she's just a fuck. She recognized that B thought about her as just a fuck, but C did not make it about fucking. While C is talking to her, he's making her smile. He's making her laugh. He's making her blush. He's making her think. He's making her relax. He's making everything fun. It's an exciting time. They're really connecting to a point where she says, you know what? Well, you know, let's get away from the bar and let's go over to the corner. Let's talk a little bit more. Where then C moves. Remember, let me show y'all something because y'all don't understand. I'm trying to connect the dot here. So C is only doing A part. So now they are going to B. Okay, B is sitting in a private area. C has moved her over to what you see B right now, gentlemen. C has moved her over there, okay? Because he moved her over there, he's still on his square, still doing what he's doing. But he's intriguing the woman. And because he's intriguing the woman through how he is talking to her, she is bypassing values, judgments, morals, and all that other stuff because there is a connection between the two of them where there is a thought, okay, you know, I can kiss this guy. Not saying that it's going to be sleep with, but it will be the kissing, it could go to touching, and it could go to a one-night stand. But the only reason was because C never changed who C was. C never tried to do what – C never tried to fit into what he thought A was. But B was always trying to fit in. And this is why a lot of guys lose. This is what I'm showing you right now is why, like, 98% guys lose because they have no idea about game. They have no idea about game. Hold on. To apply to previous questions because your homies are busy with the same group of women. Why are you with – okay. This is what you don't understand. You hang out with losers. And the fact that you hang out with losers is your fault. Because if I'm with my boys and I'm putting that – I'm spitting out a ticket, she's like, name down, I'm leaving the fucking – why the fuck would I hang out with a bunch of losers that's trying to talk to women that aren't interested? Why would I waste my fucking time when there's so many other women out there I could talk to? But because you're desperate, needy, thirsty, creepy, you have no experience, you don't know what to say, you like to fucking hang around, you get what you get because you don't know how to talk to fucking women. You don't know how to talk to women, okay? That's it. Yeah, that's what they do, Russ. That's what I'm trying to tell you guys. But see, this is the part of game a lot of people don't want to know about, all right? All right, we'll do these few messages and I'll roll, Todd. Let me see what you got here. Got any questions, go ahead and ask. But if y'all don't understand what I broke down to you, then this is why y'all lose. Because it's not about the A or the B. It's about the bid. The bid never changes. The bid always stays the same. But in that bid, we know that she's got a right to say fucking no. Whether she says no or yes is none of our goddamn business. Let me get Tyler's joint. Wait, which one is it? Is this the COVID one? I'm at the word. Fuck, man. Probably works better when I open shit up. Okay. She said sorry with support. I don't wonder what she was saying. excuse me. sorry. Yeah, we're packed fun things. I have two toys coming to me. So horny. I want to get neck with you as soon as you walk through the door. Maybe a little forward because I'm absolutely in love with your touch and your body. All right, and he's saying, cry me before this weekend. So you're good to get warmed up like now. He said, lips on your thing very much. Thank you. She said, yes. I'm going to come so many times. Y'all actually, a lot of y'all guys actually think that women don't talk this way. What's crazy to me is that most of them, when they feel around a man, this is how they are, man. This is how they are. This is how it is. Here we go. Let's play this. It happens. Always. They're in love. They will fall in love. I warn you. Yeah, they always fall in love with dog. We lovable motherfuckers. They will fall in love with you guys. Y'all don't understand. Women will fall in love with you. That's what we teach. That's what Tyler learned being my motherfucking student. Once you become a student of the game, you reap the rewards at Tyler Reese when he fucking studied. He did the work. Tyler did all the work. That's all Tyler. He learned how to fucking listen and shit. Let's go play this level real quick. In the shower. All right, let me pause real quick. Joshua, you're in the wrong place. We don't escalate, bitch. That's PUA shit. See, I'm going to tell you a problem. Your problem is you're the B guy because you talk in terms of PUA shit. Men don't fucking escalate and shit. And listen to what you're saying. How do you spit game in a situation where you spend more than an hour with a woman the first time and you see her, for example, at a club? You ain't bringing her to your house, motherfucker, because you ain't got no game. You ain't got no mouthpiece. If you got to talk to a woman for an hour and you still doing the same thing, she's just using you for time. That's all she's doing. Because you ain't got no game. You don't know what the fuck you're saying. You're just having a basic, boring-ass conversation. You're just boring, dog. You're just boring. How do you have a conversation where, well, get the conversation class one. Go ahead and get conversation class one. That's how you do it. Conversation class one. That's all Tyler's doing. Tyler's doing conversation one, two, and three. That's all he's doing. Get the product and you'll learn. Let me see here. Count says, count two kids. I just comes in to speak to a woman. Well, you're not going to change it because you're not a student of the game. When you become a student, you'll be able to change it, brother. You'll be able. Now we're going to go do creed today. No creed today. I'm just about to shut this down. But what I'm saying to y'all, if y'all notice, again, what I just showed you is why you will never have game, because most of you guys will always be that number B guy. You'll always lose out. You'll always make excuses. You always look at statistics. You always look at everything. Where men like Tyler, you know what I mean? Men like motherfucking Tyler and stuff, you know what he does? Tyler becomes a student, and Tyler works on Tyler. And Tyler works on his bid and his mouthpiece to a point where he has perfected his mouthpiece. And it doesn't matter what the woman is, Tyler is never going to move off of being Tyler because Tyler has game. The one thing that the average motherfucker will never have, because most of y'all motherfuckers don't want to learn game. All you want to do is look like the other cupcake motherfucker talking about wanting to sleep with a woman. You ain't going to get no pussy because you don't know how to talk to women. You sound like a bitch, dog. How you going to get some pussy? Listen to how you sound, dog. I just want to get some pussy. Man, you already lost. You a B. you already lost and you don't even realize it. And that's what I'm saying, guys. That's where game comes in at. And that's the difference in game. So y'all got any questions? I'm going to hold for 10 more minutes. I'm going to wrap this up. 10 more minutes. Got any questions, let me know. We'll chop it up. I'll talk to y'all for 10 more minutes. I got to get, I got some shit I got to do. So 10 minutes, any questions I got. But please understand what I'm trying to tell you guys to wrap this up. At the end of the day, to understand game is to understand your bid. And if you don't understand your bid, and then your conversations are also attached to the A, B, C, D, E, because they never change. Because once you get the conversation classes, the homework is going to pull out your A, B, C, D, E, where you're never going to talk. And then what happens when you go to conversation two, or you get a text of toolkit and do the branch, that's what connects. Then connect the flirt to fuck. But then that has to connect with the kissing 101. So everything connects. See, what y'all are seeing with Tyler, I'll play the last bit of Tyler, but what y'all see with Tyler is the end result of a young man that knows game. He's learned. He's a student of the game. This is how Tyler is. Let's finish this shit up. Let's see. I don't want to see it. Okay, we can't hear it's too low. I can't hear that shit, Tyler. Don't worry about it. But that's what I'm just saying to y'all guys out there, okay? All right. BKU. We don't talk about questions on products on here. You get coaching for that. You get coaching for that. Okay? Come on. You ever see Tyler, one of my top students, ask me product questions? No. He just asked me what you think would the master or what would the teacher say in his bid. That's all he does. You gotta listen, you gotta learn, man. Listen and learn. But what I showed you today, nobody's showing you. And until you learn what I'm showing you, you're not going to understand what I'm saying. You're not going to get it. It's so deep. It's very, very deep, what I just broke down. And if you don't understand, then you'll see why it is not going to work on it. It's not going to work because you don't understand the rules of the game. See, Joshua, then you better learn. You better get some coaching to find out. Your bid is not an approach. It's how you talk to women. You don't change what you say to women. You say the same thing that you want to say. That's the beautiful thing about this thing. Anyway, guys, last go around of questions. We're going to wrap this up. But, guys, I appreciate you guys out there. Very good show. Very good show. Very good show. And, but like I said before, this is something to think about and everything. And, let me see. Yeah, I'm saying, Lewis, you're right. You're right, Lewis. You're absolutely right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Matter of fact, I'm letting y'all guys know this, I'm taking this down. As soon as it's over, this is going down. I'm gonna use this for something else. I'm gonna take this motherfucker down. It's going down. So it's gonna go down after something. I just want to share it with y'all guys. Give y'all a sample of how good. What can't wait? Hey, can't wait for that book to come out. I love giving y'all samples and shit. But yeah. Okay, guys. So we're gonna go ahead and wrap it up, man. I'm the Dean. It's the Man Mindset, man. Get at me. We will probably do a show tomorrow. Maybe we'll see. I'm telling you, I'm going to new territory. I'm getting an Apple desktop for the first time, so I gotta pop that cherry and try to figure that shit out. So I'm trying to get that shit done. So we will definitely chop that up tomorrow, guys. If you got any questions, get at me. TheManMindset@gmail.com. 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 Like I said before. For all you guys out there, for the ones that already done it, I always say for you guys, once we get the bid, this will be your blueprint for the rest of your life. Once we have coaching sessions, we walk you through this, and once you get this down, it's over. This will be your blueprint for every woman online, offline that we discuss. When you get coaching. But if you don't want to, just keep listening to the show. I appreciate you guys. But we ain't, hey, most of y'all motherfuckers ain't even doing y'all puzzles, man. We ain't gonna get that shit away for free. Anyway, okay, guys. Appreciate you guys, man. I'm the Dean, man. Y'all have a good one. No. Fuck no Prime. No. No, motherfucker, no. Samsung phone, motherfucker. We'll never get. Hey, look, I'm just getting that eCam live because I'm setting up my cameras and shit, man. I'm not doing that. Fuck that. Anyway, man, I appreciate y'all, man. I'm the Dean, man. It's the Man Mindset, and we will definitely get at y'all later. Peace.
Just like that, Man Mindset. Just like that, Man Mindset. Have a good night, the show is over. Take notes and use what the Dean has told you. Now with dating, your game is colder. No hesitation when you approach her. Gotta level up, gotta keep on rising. Till you the best, got the touch like Midas. Now you got style, you got all the women flocking. So many options, now you got it popping. Thank you for tuning in. Hey, just like that, Man Mindset. Gotta come back again. Hey, just like that, Man Mindset. Email themanmindset@gmail.com. Like, subscribe, and share. Let's go.